Just a few years ago, President Bush was the man.
I miss being the commander-in-chief.
But nowadays?
I don't think a lot of people in 2012, God bless President Bush, are going to run as Bush Republicans.
And we make a grave mistake if we believe that tonight these results are somehow an embrace of the Republican Party.
No matter what the Republican caucus says or what anybody does, I will not put earmarks on bills.
It's my party. I cry if I want to.
I'm through with politics. It's hard for people to believe. I already said that. I am through.
What happens when the party you once led is winding down and some are turning on you? You don't cry anymore. You write a book. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. You made it. It is Friday, November 12th. John is actually out this morning, and I'm joined by Takeaway contributor Patrick Henry Bass, also from Essence Magazine. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Celeste.
We're going to take a look at the morning's top news. We had a lot going on this hour. President Obama is now in Tokyo. That's the last stop on his 10-day trip to Asia. He got a setback in South Korea this morning, though. G20 leaders refused to get behind a U.S. push to get China to stop manipulating its currency. President Obama says China must allow the market to dictate the yuan's worth.
China spends enormous amounts of money intervening in the market to keep it undervalued.
China and many other nations accuse the U.S. of doing the same thing since last week's Federal Reserve decision to pump money into the U.S. economy. In Iraq, a government power-sharing agreement is in danger of unraveling this morning. Yesterday, the major Sunni bloc walked out of parliament. They accuse Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki of breaking his promises. And there's another sharp rise in the death toll from Haiti's cholera outbreak. Health officials say more than 80 people died in the past day alone, 10 in Port-au-Prince. The number of confirmed cases is now growing by 1,000 a day. Meanwhile, the first portion of U.S. reconstruction money for Haiti is finally on its way, more than 7 months after it was actually pledged in order to help the country rebuild from the earthquake in January. The Obama administration is forming a watchdog group to police internet privacy. We're going to get an announcement about that in the coming weeks. And a new study says there may be 100,000 fewer Latinos in Arizona now than before the debate over the state's immigration law began. The study includes Mexican government figures that show almost 24,000 Mexicans returned from Arizona to Mexico between June and September. Some might say that was the point of the Arizona law. Also, the Latin Grammys were handed out last night. Dominican merengue star Juan Luis Guerra won 3 awards, including Best Tropical Album, Best Tropical Song, and that brings his lifetime Latin Grammy total to 15. The other big winner was the Mexican group Camila, which took home 3 awards as well. Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 11,283, the S&P at 1,213, and the NASDAQ at 2,555. Later on in the program, there's a new biography from a Pulitzer Prize-winning author that shed some new light on Cleopatra, arguably the last pharaoh of Egypt. But closer to home, we want to talk about the mounting national debt, the ever-rising deficit, and how we're going to deal with it. Because whether you love it or you hate it, we're going to have to make some sacrifices to get rid of it. So what would you be willing to sacrifice?
Unlimited terms for my representative and senator. Then I think we might be able to see tough cuts made, since the primary objective in D.C. would no longer be the partisan politics of getting reelected.
So first, Patrick, you said you'd give up popcorn, and then you added butter.
I'm going to give up my personal chef.
You have a personal
chef? Of course not.
I was about to be really jealous. My God. I have a personal chef. It's Celeste Headlee. Let us know what you would give up. 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also leave a comment at our website, thetakeaway.org. First up, how's the GOP getting along with the freshman class of Tea Party candidates who just got elected and haven't even taken their seats yet? Not very well.